Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back for another OG Show Live. Mr. Randall, how you doing?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Reel Down.
Welcome back to another episode of Bass Fishing for News.
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to, once again, Bass Kayak and Beers.
Brother, this is the final cast.
Another segment of Chasing the Tide, your saltwater connection on the Palatine.
Welcome back, everyone. Another episode of Feather and Fur, your host, Brad.
Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal.
Hey, welcome back to Off the Water.
Can you hear with Adventures of Outdoor Woman Podcast?
Hey guys, welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast.
We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, go to eastport.info. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Reel Down. Welcome back, me and Dan. Me and Dan were both sick last week, so we kind of didn't do a show. It was kind of last minute, but Dan, you've been fighting all sorts of sickness. Y'all been having it run through over there.
Yeah, you're going to hear me coughing for sure. I had strep, and then I had the flu, and I still can't completely shake it. So you'll definitely hear me cough. Sorry in advance.
Well, hopefully everybody will stick with us through it. Anything been going on since we've been I can't think of any like big news. We've got some schedule news that's came out.
The big news is your tournament.
Oh yeah. So I put all the stuff up live. Everybody be listening to this on Wednesday at the earliest, but the Alabama Bass Nation Kayak Series, I've put together the R1 qualifying event for the year. It's open style. It'll be on Pickwick. It'll have all of Pickwick, Smith Branch. I can't ever remember the name of the lake below it that's down Smith Branch. But there's a lot of water open for this one. It's got the same boundaries as the Elite Series does. So a lot of water for that one. It's your last chance to get qualified for the Kayak Classic up in Chick. When is that? March 22nd and 3rd, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But open event, pay your Bass Nation fees. You don't have to be with Alabama's club to do it. Anybody that's looking to get a last spot in, the top 10% will go. It's a one-and-done one-day tournament. And I've already had a bunch of folks from Tennessee and Mississippi hit me up about it. So I think we're going to have a pretty good turnout for it. So if you're looking to get in, you know, that last chance qualifier for the Classic, it's on Tourney X under the Alabama Bass Nation Kayak Series. Check it out.
It's coming up quick too. So
just Bay Springs Lake. That's the name of that lake.
I'm not fishing her. The, it doesn't matter to me. It's coming up quick. Get signed up, get your, you know, pay your fees, pay your dues, pay whatever you got to pay. If you want to get signed up for that Bass Championship on Chickamauga coming up this year.
Yeah, and this event will be on December 17th, so coming up quick. But the weather's been somewhat not stable as far as rain, because Lord knows we're getting it right now, but hasn't been too terribly cold, so I wanted to get it done sooner than later as far as I thought about doing a few tournaments into January, but we're just going to do a one and done open style. I've had more success with that. So get in on it. I think it'll be a fun one. I may even fish it. I may. I've had a few people say they might be able to help out with it. So I may actually get out there and fish.
Do it, man.
Heck yeah. Well, cool. Other than that, we've not a whole lot of news. We had last night they announced the new head of the Kayak Series 4 Bassmaster officially, which we all kind of knew it. Mr. Steve Owens. I've had him like as my number one pick to run more than just that trail. Anything that he runs, he does a really good job at. So congrats to him on that. I know there's a lot that went into him being able to do that, but I think that's going to help turn around that series for sure. A lot of folks believe in him and he does, he fights for us. So don't, if you're, you know, all about the Hobie and no on bass or KBF and whatever, just give him some time, let everything get going this year. I think it's gonna be a really good year.
I mean, he just gives that trail instant credibility. You know, it's gonna be,
yes,
no shenanigans. You know, he's gonna run it straight and fair and honest. So and this year, well, we've got some, I'll go ahead and say what it is. We're talking about schedules tonight. All American, Hobie, Bass, and KBF. All of them, all their trails are out. The only one that isn't 100% set in stone is the Bass events, but Steve just took it over not too long ago, so you know, you gotta give him a little leeway here. Hopefully he'll get it in earlier next year, but yeah, he's doing his thing. So
yeah, and then by the time some of y'all listen to this, some of this stuff may already be finalized even further, because he was saying that we would know 100% on a few of these this week. So but yeah, like you said, instant credibility for them, for him being part of it. And it's a familiar face. Now there's actually a kayak guy, you know, running the kayak tournaments. So that's a huge help in itself.
You know, it's funny. I actually had the 3 year ago, we had John Stewart on from Bass, and it was like a Facebook memory came up today. I thought about, I was like, I don't want to share that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that guy again.
No, I mean, appreciate him for helping, I guess, get it going. But
just him being on here before was like, yeah, well, that's the way Bass does it, you know. You know, he's like, sorry, you're just kayaks. But yeah, we have Steve now, so that's awesome. Well, let's go ahead and bring the guys on. First, we have Justin Largen, and we have Jordan Marshall, and we'll also have Bailey Eichbrett here in a little bit. He's doing his podcast, Serious Angler, so he's going to catch up with us here soon. But welcome, guys. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Jordan Marshall, last year's Hobie Angler of the Year. And Justin Largen, this year you got you were at TOC as well, but second and Angler of the Year for Bass this year, behind only Drew. So, man, hell of a year, too, to make, you know, to do so well in both of them. So, congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so somebody definitely doesn't get his due out nationwide. So, if and follow Justin, obviously follow Jordan, but Justin, man, I love your Instagram. You give some like in depth, real like smaller kind of tips that I really appreciate, like these split ring pliers and you know like the small stuff that not, oh, you know, like here's a bait, here's the bait I'm using, but it's actually like in depth little tricks that actually help, and I found it very useful. So yeah, I really appreciate your Instagram.
I appreciate it. I'm definitely trying to grow it. It's still small, but yeah. It's fun.
I mean, you gotta find the right thirst trap music and you know, get in the algorithms just right. Like that's all what it's about.
but without further ado, we'll go ahead and get it going here. I'll go ahead and bring on schedule, man. There's no reason to.
I'm excited about this because I have been pursuing other hobbies for the last month or two. So I've disc not golf. Seen these. Yeah.
I don't know a damn thing about disc golf. Is it fun?
So I always used to make fun of it, but I tried it and realized it's like any hobby that you have that requires a lot of muscle memory and like precise movement to be exact the same every time. Like shooting precision archery, precision long range guns, like that is cornhole. Like my favorite things to do. I mean, I'd say that because cornhole, you've got to be like spot on with your throw.
Like bowling.
Exactly. And we bowl too. Like we're doing a bowling league coming up. And when I realized it's not just throwing a frisbee at a basket, and then I realized that these baskets are 900 feet away, I was like, oh, okay. And then I played it and couldn't walk the next day. I was so sore. And now I'm hooked. It's like, it's a fun exercise because a lot of the courses are in the woods. So there's hiking and seeing, like, a lot of them around here are around all of our favorite lakes to fish. So it's like, you can go fishing and you can go throw some discs or throw discs and then go fishing. And a lot of the guys I've talked to and got to hang out with, they're kayak fishermen too. So it's kind of like, kind of works out.
Throw discs, huh?
Throw discs. Poor man's golf.
See, hey man, I'll tell you what, I fish golf. Like I used to golf all the time. That shit's gotten so expensive. Like it was always expensive, but now it, like, you know, go out and play around, it's like $100.
Yeah, $100 to play around. And like some of my buddies are like, oh, I'm waiting on my $600 driver to come in. But I mean, then I turn around and I'm buying $400 rod, so I can't really talk.
You know how long ago I golfed because I have Nike clubs and they don't even make clubs anymore.
He was playing when Tiger Woods was still a kid.
Hey, come on. not that long ago. But I came up during Tiger. Tiger was my guy. But all right, here we go. But we're going to talk about schedule. We have KBF Hobie, All-American, who's coming up, and their trail looks good this year, and Bass. So all four. But figured we'd just go down the list and just, hey, man, what knocks your hair back? Maybe we'll talk about each one. So a lot of them, some of them I've never even heard of. So, yeah, well, the first day of year you got in January 20. If you're not watching, you're listening, I'll read it all out. But the first one of the year is KBF, January 28th, 29th in Polk County, Florida. Now, I got in touch with Randy Newton, who does the podcast with Chad. And they're going to give out more information about what exact water that is. But I think he said it wasn't Kissimmee.
Oh. Yeah. No, it's the same county. That's the only reason I assumed that.
I had to look at the map, and that was on the edge of Polk County. And I saw, man, who was it? So somebody posted about how much money they're making from that event. Did anybody else see that? Mm.
Yeah. Oh.
Who was it? Shane?
Yeah, Shane made the post. I think Polk County or whichever one of those counties is supposed to be giving Hoover like $175,000 or something like that to have tournaments there, which blows my mind.
Yeah. But does that get to go like back into the tournament? Probably not. Maybe.
I have no idea. I'm sure Hoover probably doesn't even know at this point.
Jesus.
Yeah. But Randy said he thought it was Kissimmee and Toho. So, I mean, if you look at the map of it, that's on the edge of Polk County. So I'm guessing they just want people to stay in their county. But 100, I mean, if that's, I don't know where he got that number. I'm not saying he's wrong. But 175 grand, that, what?
I don't even have a comment for that. Like, I can't understand that. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's like your economic impact money going right back out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they were there last year too.
Well, they've been there every year. Well, the 10's been going on.
Oh, the 10 too.
Because that's the same. It's not on this date list, but it'll be the 3 days after those two dates.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy. Maybe we'll get more information on that and have some folks come on and talk about it. Because
Day we're going to have Chad on. I think we had him on a long time ago, but he's he's kind of slippery. And
he's my neighbor now, so maybe I can go knock on his door.
Yeah, go up there, maybe BFFs with him.
Don't you say that.
Yeah.
Well, put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
he's just hard to pin down whenever you want to have him on the podcast. He's a busy dude. So,
oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Polk County, Kissimmee and Toho, same thing they've been doing. So, and
don't forget those little small lakes, too.
Yeah.
Some guys have done well on those little bitty ones. Like, I don't even know what they're called, all of them.
Firebird or?
And Tiger.
There's like eight lakes that are, there's like 50 lakes, but there's like eight that are eligible. Eight or nine, and it's like Cypress, and they're all really good.
Jackson, I think, is one
of them. Yeah, Jackson. Lake Jackson's tiny. But it's...
I've heard it's really good at Jackson.
It's done... I don't think it was last year, because I think last year it was one in Lake Simi, or maybe it was Toho. But I know the year before, like four or five of the guys in the top 10 were all in Jackson. Like, and like you're talking about a lake, they probably could all see each other. Like, it's not big. But yeah, that one always interests me just because of where it is.
I'll go ahead and bring it up. Why not?
Oh, yeah, I love grass fishing and.
Yeah. Well, we went last year and they had the worst weather they've had in 20 years. They had 40 mile an hour sustained winds and it was 28 degrees. So I got a terrible taste of fishing in Florida.
It's not always like that. I've not been down there a ton, but
hey, that's actually right where I was at. The only way place ago, I could I think find
it was like 60s and 70s. So.
That's what we left cold weather going down there hoping for. Because the guy that runs our podcast, he's from Chicago, and he was running from frozen lakes and snow and like, heck yeah, I go down here and fish in Florida and wear my flip flops. And we got down there, it's blowing 40 and like frozen, you know, like frost on the ground. He was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's like you brought it with you.
I love some Florida, man.
I've never fished in Florida.
Really?
Outside of just Seminole, I mean, which I wouldn't really consider that. No. You know, it's kind of borderline, but that's Seminole's the furthest south I've fished in that neck of the woods.
Here, I'll stop sharing this one.
Lake Hatch, I loved that place. It was the only place that I could get anything going. Yeah, Florida, if you, like, we went back in the summer and went to the Stick Marsh, and that was fantastic. So if you haven't been down to Florida, you got to give it a shot.
Well, here we'll go ahead and go into the second one. February 18th and 19th, Hobie, they're going to be on the Harris Chain of Lakes. And I'll say right now, I fished there during a college event for a bass college event back in the day, like 2012. Man, Harris Chain is. Any of y'all ever been there? Have you ever been there, Justin? Yeah.
Yeah, that was where I won last year.
Was it? Oh, okay. Man, I'll tell you what. I really, really wanted to fish that event last year because I personally love Harris Chain. I'm sure I'll go back and listen, but we had you on for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the
we apologize. We talked to so many people, man. Yeah, it all runs together.
I can't. No worries, man. Do you mind sharing what lake you were on?
It was one of the little bitty ones.
Little ones.
Okay. I'll at least make guys go back and research it. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be crowded this time.
Yeah, but it's man. I'll bring it up right now.
I think it'll be. I think it's going to set up a little different. I think we caught it last year, after maybe a month or 3 weeks after the elites were there, and then literally the MLF, whichever tour it's called. They were finishing their last day of the tournament, I think our first day of practice. So it had been, you know, beat to death by some of the, you know, top fishermen. And I think it was mostly post-spawn. I'd found some bedfish, but they ghosted me for the tournament. But I think going this early, I think there'll still be some spawn fish. And that's what I like to do. So,
Bailey, there he is. What's up, man?
Yeah, sorry. Always hopping in the we had MLS biologist, fisheries biologist on, so he kind of nerded out. So my apologies.
No, it's all good, man.
But can you turn up just a little bit? You're a little bit low. Is that possible?
Yeah. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, there you go.
How's this? Is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Cool. All right. So we're only on second tournament of the year, and I have to find it. Here it is. Yeah, there you go, young suit. But it's all these, if you've never been there, and I'll try to explain this, it should be all these lakes. I don't know why they'd have any of them off limits, but you have Little Harris, Big Harris here. Justin, where is Banana Cove? I was trying to figure that out. Where is Banana Cove?
I want to say it's on, I can't remember if it's Big Harris or Little Harris, but it's like I think it's that. kind of right where your cursor is in there. I think.
Yeah. I don't know. But that's where the Elite Series, like half the field was in one little cove. So
I might be telling you wrong. I know it's somewhere on one of those two lakes, and I want to say it's like a southeastern corner.
Hmm. But yeah, you have Eustis, and you have all the canals that go through. There's a Dead River, Lake Dora, Griffin. Griffin is like its own thing. It's this is called the Dead River to get between the two. Sometimes that can be good, but all the canals can be good. Yale, that's not a part of it. You got the Gator Hole up in here. That's famous. But all the little canals, they should be, like you said, hopefully it should be a spawn tournament, but man, I'll tell you what, I really think that's going to be like the first one that for Hobie that's going to sell out. Cause I know I'll be there the second it goes live. I'm going to beat everybody on it. Cause I really, really want to fish Harris this year. I mean, not just Harris, but the whole chain. I really, really like that place. And Bailey, man, this is your jam. I know there'll probably be spawning, but there's a lot of deep shell bars, stuff like that. That's up your alley. I mean, it's really got something for everybody. So I think this year with Bass, they did a great job choosing it. But Hobie, anytime you can go to Harris Chain, to me, that's a home run because there's so much different kind of water. Everybody can kind of fish their own strength, and it's really a fun place to go. It's a little ghetto. I mean, watch your shit because you will get robbed down there. Like, I mean, it can be a little bit dangerous. First time I went there, it was like the ghettoest hotel ever. But yeah.
So you don't recommend sleeping in my truck on this one?
I don't know. You might want to, so you can keep an eye on your shit.
Yeah, I mean, just 24/7 watch over.
Stay strapped up.
Your converter.
I stay strapped. We all right.
Yeah, Harris Chain, super fun place. If you're even thinking about fishing that one for bass, Justin wants you to come fish it so he can take your money. So
I don't know about that.
I'm excited for this one, man. My parents actually literally just moved an hour west of Harris Chain back in June, so I have all the excuses to go down saltwater fish
on your podcast.
Yeah, nice. So if anybody wants to go saltwater fishing before or after this derb, the invite's out there while we go fish the Harris.
Awesome.
I might be down for that, actually.
Hit me up, buddy. My dad already found the tarpon juice.
Wow. I've never caught a big tarpon. I mean, I'm from the coast, but I mean, I fished saltwater my whole life, but I've never caught a big tarpon.
And here have I. I'm trying to do it.
Okay. So Harris Chain, anybody else, anything else you want to say about that one, Justin, since you've been there?
No, I'm looking forward. That's one of the ones I've had circled.
Hey, do you think that one's, I'm not sure about the dates. Is that, you think that's going to be spawn or all spawn, pre-spawn?
Everything.
I think it'll be a mix. Three.
Yeah.
But okay. I think you'll be able to kind of do whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. So cool. And the third one we have, KBF Lake Murray, South Carolina. That's February 25th, 26th. Another play. Anybody ever been there?
I've actually was there the first time this year, and I haven't fished a KBF in 3 years, but that might actually make me want to fish a KBF because I really enjoyed Lake Murray when I was there.
I've heard nothing but good things about it, but yeah. I don't have any experience there.
Like a Santee Cypress Lake?
No, it kind of looks like a lake here, and the upper end has some current. And the upper end apparently that time of year has some really dangerous current, based on what I've been told. And even in the middle of the summer, it was there were some questionable rapids on that thing in the middle of the summer when I was there. I mean, we'll call it technical paddling. It was. Put all the rods and the tubes on the pro angler and pedal, pull the drive out and grab the paddle and try to get through it without destroying anything.
I can say this from experience. That's a mother and a pro angler.
Yeah.
Pro angler don't turn on no dime with a paddle.
I think that's actually where Dusty Yacker kind of had some issues last year. Was about that time of year in the KBF event at Murray. So it's got a whole wide range of current and, you know, kind of, based on what little I've seen of the lower part of the lake, it looked more like, you know, Teleco and Loudon here, where there's boat docks and, you know, pleasure boats and marinas and things like that, you know, kind of an average looking lake for most of the country. But I'll be looking forward to that one. If the weather's nice, I'm gonna leave straight from Harris Chain and drive up there and fish it some. Maybe catch a tarpon if I can get Bailey to put me on one. I might just spend a week enjoying the nice weather.
There you go.
Damn, sounds awesome. sorry. Next up, Hobie, March 11th and 12th, Lake Caddo and Bistineau. Anybody know anything about Lake Bistineau? Is that how you say it? Bistineau?
Way better than Caddo.
Really?
In my experience so far.
Oh, is that the video that you had before the TOC? Is that where you were at?
Yeah, where I actually caught fish. Yeah.
was it low down there again?
Yeah, it was really low, man. Like the trees, like it almost looked like probably 4 to 5 feet. It was kind of nuts.
Okay.
I believe they draw that down. Like they do that on purpose. Like that's not natural.
Yeah, when Guillermo won the KBF National Championship 2 years ago, I know the lake was low. I think it congregates the fish in the fall. I don't know what it's like in the spring. I've never been down there.
But I know I was looking at a map of it today, and man, it looks so juicy. It looks so good.
Yeah, lakes like that don't fare well for us northerners that have pretty boring lakes where we see submerged trees and we see eye candy and everything looks good. We kind of get spun in a circle. This one's probably going to be really fun. I probably am going to give Caddo and Bistineau a year off because it gave me the shaft this fall. some personal feelings, but I'm sure they're going to smoke them.
I will say, Bailey, I wish you would have done better at TOC. You cost me $20 in the in a bet I was doing. It was like a TOC draft, and you didn't work out for me. But
no, did not work out for you at all.
I thought with the cold front, you know, it was, you know, the finesse guys or guys that could, you know, do a little bit of something different that was going to be right up your alley.
That place was a little strange. The cold front hit, and it was like as each day went along, I threw bigger and bigger baits as the tournament went. It was really weird.
I mean, yeah, I'll tell you what, I watched the top five wax them. Yeah, I was probably 100 yards from Brian, and I watched it go down. Just didn't have the spot. And which is crazy, 100 yards makes a difference between first and I think I was like 47th out of 50. Like, if that tells anything.
Damn. Yeah. Dang. Crazy how it rolls sometimes.
Yeah, that's even worse, man. That hurts even more.
Well, you'll see it in the video tomorrow night. Tournament videos tomorrow night. You just see personal feelings being crushed.
Another great social media. I mean, if you're not watching Bailey's YouTube, you are crazy. Yeah, Chasing Hardware, the whole set. Be the Fish, is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And your content has, like, just over the last year watching it has, like, tenfold gotten. I mean, you went from a great YouTube channel to arguably the best in my mind. So, man.
Well, he got old Blanchard on there with him and helped merge that view base together. That was a good video, though.
Blanchard's the only reason I have a YouTube, so.
Yeah. Well, me too, but my YouTube sucks, so, you know, you're doing it. All right. So, Caddo and Bistineau.
Yeah, we should be asking Justin how we catch him on Caddo here, because Justin had a great tournament.
No, Jordan's the one that had the best, yeah, I think, out of the group. Yeah, I fished some backwater stuff that took me a long time to get to each day, and it was definitely different every day, but I think my biggest fish the whole week was 19 inches. I just was not around.
Did we launch the same place that first morning, Justin?
I launched just south of you. Like,
gotcha.
I don't know. It's almost within eyesight.
Yeah, yeah. Was that not choked out that first morning? I was considering going there, but it was so choked out. I ended up going to the ramp above that one.
it was thick, but that stuff moved around. I mean, as the wind shifted, that stuff moved around. And if you stayed in the channel, at least my outback would kind of slide through the stuff that was, as long as it wasn't real, real compacted against something, you just kind of go through it. It wasn't too bad.
I got you.
Cool. So there you go. Next up, you got the All-American. I add in the All-American too. I mean, they're coming up. They put on a great trail. I mean, it's, you know, that it's a little bit more regional because it doesn't, I mean, for me, it doesn't come to Alabama or, you know, it doesn't get real close to me, but I know for a lot of people, like kind of like, almost like the Elite Series, I didn't add that because that's just Northeast, but I did add All-American because they put on a great trail. But they're the first one they're going to March 17th and 18th on my birthday. They'll be at Lake of the Pines, Texas. Never been there either. Anybody ever been there?
That's a bucket list lake for me.
I actually stopped there on the way between Fork and Toledo Bend, I guess, or Toledo Bend, where we fished this year. Some local told us that we needed to stop there and fish. And there was a few of us basically stopped there on our Monday travel day going between, trying not to freeze to death at Fork to Toledo Bend. And we went out there and like three of us had a little, you know, three man scramble derb. And I think we caught one fish between the three of us all day. And it was water was just chocolate milk. And I would like to get another crack at it. If I don't spend the week off between Harris, Shane, and Murray, I'll probably make a double dip between Caddo and Lake of the Pines because they're, you know, it's not terribly far away. I have at least laid eyes on it once and kind of made a loop around the lake.
Was it this year that when you were on Fork, you were breaking ice, or was that last year?
That was this year. And I knew when I got there and I casted my jackhammer, and it set on top of the water because it was so frozen. I thought I cast it past the ice. I knew right then I should have been done and just went somewhere else. But I spent the whole day. It probably took me 30 minutes or 45 minutes to bust through the ice to get just somewhere that I was just in open water. And with no electronics and trying to fish shallow and fish a roadbed and everything else, I didn't know what I was doing. That was that's probably one of the three events this year that made me buy that crazy live scope thing that I put on my kayak.
I was so bummed out I had missed that event, and somebody sent me, I think it was your video of you trying to get through the ice, and I immediately was like, nope, glad I missed that tournament.
Yeah, I was lost like a bow in high weeds for that one.
I just no looked
business at being there.
It's very, very close to Caddo. I mean, I don't 10, 15 miles away. So it's, you know, if you wanted to do it back to back, that's Hobie and All American. That'd be a great one to do.
Yeah, I try to make some kind of West run every year. Like this year it was Fork and Toledo, and the year before it was Broken Bow and Fort. So I try to make some run out west and try to do two events back to back. So that. If I don't do Florida and Murray back to back, then I'll probably do that one. I don't know. That's an option. I gotta do something to make the most of my week off.
Very good. And so the next one in March, we just have March right now. The dates will be set in stone here real quick. Bass is going to Lake Guntersville.
Woo-woo.
Everybody knows about that place. You know, March is a great time. I don't know, spawn. I guess it depends on when it is. Could be all three phases. Could be, you know, more one or the other. But Guntersville in the spring should be good for sure. Be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that'll be with it being bass. I don't think they do like entrant limits on theirs. Maybe they do.
Yeah, I think he said last night it is set at 250, but I think he said he was going to get rid of it. So.
I would hope so, because I think that's one that Guntersville and March attracts a lot of people, and it doesn't really matter where, like, people will come across the country for that one, I think. So I think that'll be a huge turnout.
Yeah. I'll be at that one for sure.
So. Oh, yeah.
Next, All-American, April first and second, Lake Conway, Arkansas. I've heard about it. I've heard it was good. It's not too big. So, but I think maybe Jeff and them were talking about, Jeff and Garrett.
Is that the one Garrett Morgan always wins on?
I think so. It's supposed to be juicy. It's just not like that big is why it doesn't usually have a lot of events. But All American, there's a few places they have on their schedule that are kind of, you know, not the more well-known stuff. So it's awesome they're getting to go to a place like that.
Cool.
I almost stopped at that lake on my drive down to Caddo. I stayed overnight in my truck in Little Rock. Probably not the wisest decision, but
oh Lord,
almost went and fished that in the morning. But Lake Bissonneau steered me in the right direction. I've heard it's good fishing there. I mean, yeah. I can't speak to it.
Yeah, it looks juicy from the interstate.
Yeah, it's just northwest of Little Rock.
Yeah, Garrett posts a lot of big fish pics on Instagram. And I know I've seen that name, that lake name come up. So I feel like that one's pretty good.
It seems like they have had a national trail there before. Just seems like that's why I know the name, but I can't think of one off the top of my head, but there's probably FLW or bass event back in the day. You could at least watch. Next up, KBF, April, the same weekend, April 1st and 2nd, Lake Havasu. We don't have any West Coast guys here, so we'll skip that one because West Coast sucks.
Damn.
I'm kidding. Shots. I'm kidding. Now, Havasu would be awesome.
I should say Havasu's legendary, man.
Yeah.
If gas was a little cheaper, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're supposed to be getting your electric vehicles and then bullshit.
Cody Henley will be there, but that's probably about all the guys we know. Is that the one at Vegas? No, that's Arizona.
That's the one I think where Aaron Martin's won years back, throwing that black and red Spro Frog mimicking birds.
The duck pattern.
Oh, the reed pattern.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember the specific
just
bird
watched
name.
That the other day.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah, the baby black birds were falling in the water, and
yeah,
he caught them frogging and flipping. Yep.
I remember that. That was awesome. Hopefully they have
that
enough
place
water.
Has giants, man. Like there's some, yeah. That place will put out. I don't know what that time of year though. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, there you go. Havasu, maybe it's worth the trip. I'm sure it's beautiful out there. I've been to Arizona. It's pretty. Next up in April, just April right now, you have a South Carolina tournament for bass. There's a couple different lakes it could be. We don't want to say what lake it is, so since it's not set in stone, but we'll just pass it up. But South Carolina for bass in April. Next up, KBF. And this one's early. I was surprised by this one. April 4th, 15th, and 16th. Lake St. Clair up in Michigan for KBF. Usually you see them
one in June, almost the same weekend every year. It's kind of weird that they moved it.
Yeah,
they do it the weekend of Jobby Nooner, and I'm glad it's not that weekend. I don't know if that's the weekend that that the All American's going to be there.
Yeah,
but if y'all need to look at videos, because the Hobie went there the weekend of Jobby Nooner, and it's like the first weekend that all the schools are out, and it's like this big, it's like the world's largest pleasure boat festival.
Jobby Nooner.
Oh my gosh, yes, it's the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. It beats any. Like, we have the Vol Navy up here where all the big yachts go up to the upper end of the Tennessee River to dock at the marina to go to the UT games. Vol Navy ain't got nothing on Jobby Nooner. That was the craziest thing. It was a miracle I didn't die at that. Honestly. That was I will never go to St. Clair the weekend of Jobby Nooner again with a bass boat, anything.
Yeah. How do you like St. Clair, though?
Now,
I mean, that's bucket list for me.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Well, this is pre-electronics, Jordan.
I had electronics, and I could go up there and catch 90 inches a day, and it was the most boring day every single day. You go up there, and just drag a drop shot around on light line, and the fish don't even fight. They swim straight up and straight down, and they don't do left, and they don't do right. They don't jump. And I just did this all day, and it was the most boring 90 inches of fish I caught every single day. I didn't even bother signing up for the tournament when I got up there. It was I did not like it. Now, I might go back for the All-American just because, you know, whatever, if it's not Jobby Nooner, because I'd like to try to figure out the live scope program. I think that'd be a good place to do it. But, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't – if St. Clair was Chickamauga, I would drive past it to go to Gunnersville.
Don't be afraid.
It broke my heart a little.
In April, if you're throwing a jerkbait or a mag draft, something like that, you will catch a giant subshallow, especially that time of year. You don't need to throw the fairy wand that time of year for smallmouth. Especially St. Clair.
Jordan's back in.
Yeah, I'm back in. Yeah. If I can live scope a glide bait, I've been doing that with playing with it. And I've seen some fish I didn't know existed in some of these lakes I've been piddling with for the last few years. So
if you get a week of calm wind, you won't need that live scope. You'll see it clear as day. You'll watch them eat that glide bait out 50 yards in front of you.
I'm down. I might have to make a trip up north.
I'm going to need some rich person to sponsor me so I can go do all these.
I think I could be wrong, but I think there was a Hobie at Santee the beginning of April too. On Santee.
Was there?
I could be wrong. I thought so.
Hey, I might have messed up here.
Yeah.
I thought there is.
First and second?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know the weekend, but it's it's definitely early April, I think.
I got the thing down.
I wrote it down as first and second.
I think it's first and second.
April 1st and 2nd, Santee Cooper. Well, I'm sorry about that. I was at work whenever I was trying to do this.
Come on, Dan.
Yeah. You're fired.
Dude, this podcast is low budget, man. I'm trying to do this shit on my lunch break. But Santee, all right, Santee Cooper.
Don't say low budget live, then you get copyrighted.
Not so live, low budget.
Sue us, you won't get shit. Bring it.
Sorry, Luke. We don't have any money, Luke. Okay, Santee Cooper, April 1st and 2nd. Hobie, sorry, AJ. Don't get mad. But yeah, I mean, that tournament, same weekend. Conway, Havasu, I guess they're not really competing with each other. I mean, they're on different, you know, Conway and then way out in South Carolina. But yeah, Santee Cooper, post spawn, that should be legit.
Did any of you guys do that one this year with Obi?
I did, and I broke off one of the biggest fish I've ever seen, and my PB's at 25. So it was that's a special place. You don't know whether you're gonna hook a 12 incher or a 24 incher. It seems to be just as random as any place I've ever been. But I guess that's what makes it fun.
I really wanted to get into that one, and that was one of the ones where I missed the 10-minute window, whatever it was, to sign off.
Yeah, that one will sell out regardless of what else is going on that weekend. I was mad to miss that one this year. I had to work Red Crest, and so I got to go stand around an expo instead of watching everybody on TurdyX post Giants.
How is it going to Red Crest? Is it kind of like the Classic? I mean, is it okay?
Yeah, if you had 10 people at the Classic.
I was fixing to say, yeah, Red Crest is the people I talked to that went to it. It's like the high school get together version of
it. It was a good time. It was a good time, but it doesn't compete with the Classic, I'll say.
Why is it called the Red Crest? Do you know? That name's stupid.
MLF.
They got that giant.
Their logo
red
is
shield,
a red crest.
Yeah.
Is that a sponsor or something?
What?
No, it's just
not the name of the
crest.
No, it's literally
like
their logo is a crest.
Crest toothpaste? Yeah.
And it's red.
Yeah. Jimmy nailed it.
Like, I didn't know that it wasn't that obvious. So I was like, oh, Red Crest makes sense.
No, it wasn't. Not. I'm from Mississippi. I don't know, man. next up, KBF, April 22nd and 23rd, Grand Lake, Oklahoma. And Chad was talking about the rules are going to be different, how they're going to lift the restrictions on you'll be able to get further away from the bank. But Did any of y'all go out and fish the bass event out there? How was that?
It was okay. It was kind of one of those ones where I'd seen, you know, pro tournaments. I'd watched those guys on TV, you know, catch giants out there, you know, more than once. So I kind of had big expectations. I think there was a 300 boat, a team tournament or something that was finishing up as we were getting out there. So it was tough fishing for me. I know Drew won that one. I mean, I don't even think I had 80 inches and I had a top 10. So it was fishing a little tough. I think Drew might have had 90 and there might have been a couple guys with 80s, but it was a little stingy. But I don't know what it's like, you know, when you're not on the heels of one of those, you know, big tournaments.
No grass there, right?
No, I didn't find any anyway.
Yeah.
And it, you know, that limitation kind of, I was paranoid about that rule because some of the docks in that lake stick out more than 100 feet. So it's like, well, am I allowed to like hug the dock to go down? Or like, am I stuck here? I didn't like that rule at all. So I kind of picked a no wake zone because there was something in the rules about no wake zones that didn't apply because the boats can't run through there. Maybe it'll be different, but I don't think I'm going to go back and find out.
All right. Next, April 20th, 29th, All-American on Truman Lake, Missouri. Definitely nowhere I've ever been. Nobody's ever been there, huh? Yeah, well, no. Ozark Lake, I guess. Then KBF, April 29th and 30th, Potomac River. I wrote Maryland. I have no idea what state it's in. Might be Virginia for all I know.
Yeah, they'll do it out of Stafford. Well, in Virginia.
Cool. But that's title, you know. Bailey, that seems like up your alley, huh? No.
I have never fished a tidal fishery in my entire life.
Really?
I was actually debating on doing the KBF this year on the Potomac just for the pure reason to go down there and try to learn a tidal fishery, but
no.
I think it was over top of, I can't remember. There's something else going on that weekend that I decided to not go fish a KBF event. Just go fish something else. But I need to get down there. I've heard the Potomac's fun, like when you can figure it out and understand it.
Man, I got to hang out with Jeff Little for a while a couple weeks ago, and he swears by that, by the Potomac, like just how great of a fishery it is. And I was already intrigued. So that's one. If I get to do any big traveling this coming year, I may either do that one or the Susky.
It's worth it. I lived up in Northern Virginia for over 10 years, and that was kind of, I spent a lot of time in the upper portion of it, like near the city, and a lot of that stuff is off limits. But the really good fishing is kind of down in Stafford on the Virginia side, or you can go over the Maryland side, like Woman Creek. I'm blanking on the name of that county. I can't believe I can't remember the name. Charles County in Maryland. But there's so much grass, and it can be stingy. I mean, you can be in the right place and just nothing happening, and then just in 15 minutes, you've got a massive limit. It's neat. To me, it's challenging, but there's a lot of good fish there.
Cool.
I'll check it out.
Go ahead.
No, I said I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah. Next April 29th, 30th, Lake Seminole.
Dan, tell me how you feel about that lake.
Nah, fuck that lake. I've been there. I'm sorry. I've been there twice, man. That's not the lake for me.
That one's circled on my hit list. Yeah. Domination for the year.
You know what? I should love that lake, and I've been to all the different creeks. I've been to all over it. It just, man, I don't, it's like every time I go there, I zig when I should zag, or just a little bit off, you know? Like, I'm in the right place in practice. Like, me and my boy Chuck were there last year, and we were just jigging up fives on a spoon, and tournament come around, and all that rain blew it out, and then, you know, suck fest. So, I don't know. I don't want to go back.
Didn't they put up some crazy numbers down there when Hogan was there a year ago, or it was a year ago?
Yeah. In February, we were there. There were two guys that had over 200 inches for 2 days. I mean, that's nuts. And there's a lot of people that think that we could have bigger numbers for that then than in February.
Yes.
Brian Howell won that one, right?
Yeah. Howell won, and I can't remember the guy from Wisconsin or Minnesota or whatever that finished second. That was cocky.
And then Harshman won it the year before.
Yeah. Harshman won it the year. It was miserably tough. I think I finished eighth, and I had like eight or nine fish.
And yeah, you can go there and catch a PB shoal bass, or just catch shoal bass if you've never caught one. So that's awesome too.
Oh man,
we had our KFL tournament. Yeah, we had our KFL tournament there in the middle of the summer, like June, and we had like right at 200 inches on 10 fish, and the other team had 199 and a half or something like that.
Dang.
Yeah. So don't listen to me. Go fish Lake Seminole. That's everybody likes it, but me. Next up, what's that?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Next up, All American, May 19th and 20th on Lake Okeboji in Iowa. Heard it was awesome. Yeah, that's legit. That's awesome. Spot. You been there?
Yeah. I went there because I work with Pure Fishing. We went to the Berkeley Labs. It's up there in Spirit Lake. It's like literally the backyard for them is Okeboji. Mm. That place. I mean, we call our northern fish Cheeto eaters because they'll eat whatever you throw at them. But like those fish are the epitome of dumb. Like, it don't matter. As long as you got a hook, you're gonna catch them. Like it's cool.
There's a lot of tournaments that we cover, and every now and then we'll have those guys on where it's that kind of Kansas, Iowa, that whole area. Man, every time they're on, it seems like they absolutely catch them, and the fishing's so great out there. And for some reason, I've never been there, but I mean, it seems like if you can get there, if you can get to Iowa in May, that'd be a place to go for sure.
Yeah, that one will be, they'll be all up shallow, either spawning or getting ready to spawn, both brown and green. And there's some dang big green ones in there. Dang. That'll be a fun tournament.
Well, he said big fish and stupid fish, so I think I might have to go to that one.
Yeah.
Okay. I might have a chance.
Next up, you have same weekend, you have the Hobie on Kentucky Lake. Sorry, I'm not sure if I cut out there, but next up, you have Hobie the same weekend on Kentucky Lake. Everybody knows about Kentucky Lake.
How do y'all feel about Kentucky Lake? Everybody knows that it used to be, you know, glorious. We saw how the national championship went down. What are y'all's thoughts on that lake in general, though?
I'm looking forward to it. The good thing is it's a Hobie, so we'll actually have boundaries for that event, unlike the national championship. That'll be the good thing. So we'll have legal launches and boundaries and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, Kentucky Lake, you know, still has moments where, you know, you can catch good fish and have good days. But I don't know. I'm happy to fish it because I fished it quite a bit. I certainly don't expect there to be big numbers to be caught there, you know, in the, you know, for the whole clan of the event. But, you know, it's relatively close to home compared to a lot of what I'm going to fish next year. So I'm down. I'm not going to say I'm looking forward to going and catching 80 inches for 2 days and cut the check, but, you know, it could be worse.
I will say, if at like the little stuff, Jeff Little's YouTube page with Russ Snyder's, I mean, that water obviously be off limits for the event, but man, go back and watch that. That was such a great video and cool that somebody, you know, a complete video of a guy winning the national championship. It was really, really good. So if you missed that, go and watch it.
It is not just winning, like absolutely blowing it out.
Yeah. And he was having so much fun.
Yeah.
It was just fun to watch somebody having that much fun too.
Dude, that's Russ, man. Like, I can't think of a time I've been around him and he's not just like enjoying himself. Like, even on bad days, he's just like, yeah, whatever. I'm sure he's not like that all the time, but I mean, sometimes I've got to experience and that's it.
Man, some of those smallmouth he caught on camera. I've never caught a smallmouth that big.
So this is going to be Bailey's dilemma. Which one? Same weekend, you got the All-American on Okoboji, Hobie on Kentucky Lake, and KBF on Lake George up in New York. Which one are you going to fish, Bailey?
Well, seeing as I had basically 4 20-hour one-way drives this year, I'm going to take the short routes this year.
I hear you.
But now, man, I had Mark Menendez on our show a few weeks back who lives on Kentucky, and he said
great
that
googly moogly.
The biodiversity of that place is coming around where it's never going to be the Kentucky it was, but it's going to be a completely new lake than it was before. And that in 5 years, it'll be fishing really well. It'll just be completely different.
I think it's going to do the same thing. Like, you know, different reasons brought down Wheeler than it did Kentucky Lake, but it's done the same thing where, you know, the Decatur Flats were the place that you always heard about the elites, you know, kicking ass and how good Wheeler Lake was. And then Wheeler Lake just died, just the Dead Sea. And Kentucky Lake's done the same thing for different reasons. But I think it is probably getting close to, like you said, the next few years, next 5 years, it'll probably be another one of those big hit list lakes where you can go out there and just freaking wreck big fish and probably do it a lot different than it did, you know, 10 years ago.
Well, and they're figuring out a way to get rid of these Asian carp. They figured out
rednecks and shotguns, baby.
Yeah, leave it to a redneck to figure out that an Asian carp tastes good. So now they're actually figuring out a way to get these things out.
Old Asian boys was onto something, putting them on
cat
the grill.
Food, put them in everything, man. Yeah, for sure. All right, then Lake George, like I said, up in New York. And then All-American, June 9th and 10th, Lake St. Clair. So that's the... What was that thing called, Jordan?
Jobby Nooner.
There you go, Jobby Nooner.
I'm looking this up after this show.
I think it's Jobbynooner.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's some Yankee stuff. I don't know.
Well, there you go. Lake St. Clair, go catch us some spawn and smallmouth. KBF, same weekend. And I guess All-American, they do their tournaments on Friday and Saturday. It seems like all of them were, their dates were Friday and Saturday dates. I've never fished one.
I want to say that when we had the directors on, they actually told us why.
Really?
But I can't remember what that did. Go back and listen to that episode. Somebody can correct us on it. But I'm pretty sure they said like their reasoning behind that or something. I can't remember.
And then June 10th and 11th, Lake Chickamauga, KBF.
I'll probably be there for that. I do like Chick in early June. I'm normally not typically fishing KBF events, but I'll take some child's money.
And dude, anywhere Tennessee River, the end of May, early June is just like stupid deep fish.
Yeah, and I don't care who's holding the tournament. If there's one that I feel like I can smack them at, I'm going.
Yeah, that's whenever they first get offshore. They're still dumb. They're easy and yeah, like you can just have those crazy fun days.
I will not have live scope on the kayak. All that crap will be off, and y'all can all come and do whatever you want, and I will beat your brains in.
There you go.
Yeah, I've only been once, but I stayed shallow last year. And
did you? Yeah.
I mean, I didn't do quite as good as Jordan did, but I cracked the top 10, and it was fun.
There is a special bite that happens in a 2 or 3 week period on the Tennessee River, especially, but especially Chickamauga, that a lot of people overlook. And it's I will go and show up and take some money and go home on that one happily.
I love
so you're 100% fishing KBF this year, huh?
I don't know. We'll see how much Chad runs his mouth some more. I was gonna fish the Gunnersville one this year. Because I love fishing Gunnersville, and I couldn't bring myself to do it. It's hard. Well, that's a whole nother story. I don't like fishing KBF.
There you go.
I'm 3 years KBF sober.
We'll keep it positive here.
I love that.
Next
should
year,
your punchline on your Instagram page, just 3 years sober.
I love three years KBF's over.
You can put it on one of your shirts.
There you go.
Yeah. I've had worse shirt ideas already, I promise. Y'all are just seeing the good shirt ideas. Have a mullet Christmas started out way worse than have a mullet Christmas. It was terrible. Lots of revisions.
I love it.
Next up, you got a Bass in June, and it just says Texas. I mean, we could probably guess where
Bass is. I would assume they would go back to Lake Fork since they've got a relationship there.
Or possibly.
I'll bet you
that too.
That's where they had their championship. So
I am not going back to Fork. I know that. I am never going to Fork again.
Oh, man, I will. God, I loved it.
Hey, man, that Fork is fun.
I can't stand it. I fished there for 2 weeks in the last 2 years, and I bet I ain't caught five fish in 2 weeks there down there. I cannot stand that freaking place.
Yeah,
I didn't catch one under 3 pounds two years ago when I went. We hit it at the right time, man. It was fantastic.
Yeah. From a visitor standpoint, Fork is good, but like. Hitting a bunch of different lakes around Fork, there's no reason to go to Fork with the other fisheries that are around that place.
That's what I learned afterwards. Like, my buddies were like, you missed out. Like,
every time I go to Fork, I spend, you know, it always seems like Fork's the second one of whatever we go to, like when we do that kind of west deal. And every time I go to Fork, I go hit Lake Welsh, the little power plant lake, as soon as, you know, you get over there. I probably just ruined somebody's little honey hole over there, man. I went over there when, you know, we had that ice deal, and I realized it was going to be good. And when there was literally ice on Fork, I stopped at Welsh and had 90 inches and never made it out of the pocket that the boat ramp was in. And I was turned around casting at the boat ramp, pulling a Cinco off the boat ramp where people were putting in, and had 90 inches in an hour.
That's incredible.
It's that place is special. I have never went more than a half mile from the boat ramp and have wrecked them.
Damn.
I'll say Fairfield. It's not far from there either. And I was there for the KBF. KFL. Yeah, KFL last year, and yeah, I caught my PB there. So there's a lot of great water around there for sure. I really want to go back there too. Sorry if I blew up your lake too, but Fairfield does.
Hey, that ain't our lake. Piss on them.
Yeah. If I come here, I'm going to have a blow it up. But at 24,
those guys made us fish for 2 years in a row. We'll blow up their spot. They made us fish for it.
Man, I had fun at Fork. I never even tried any of those other lakes. I was catching them so good there. I caught my first check there, and I got checks both years. And I think I went back after Grand this year just to kill a couple days, just fun fishing. And I had two that were right at 8, which, you know, isn't huge for there, but for me, that's big fish.
Yeah, for us Northern boys, that's a, yeah.
Yeah.
That place is fun. Like, if you can figure them out, it's fun.
We went in the middle of the spawn, and you didn't have to figure anything out. You just looked down and picked which beds you wanted to flip at, and it was like that all week. And my tournament day was terrible, but I put all my eggs and go into one spot, and I got beat to it. And it's a little spot, and I got beat to it. And, you know, didn't – I'm stubborn. I don't like to – I don't do this anymore. I used to not like to, like, pack back up and, like, move ramps. I definitely should have.
You never do a Marshall midday move.
Man, now I'll do a mid-morning, midday, mid-afternoon. I'll run all over the place now. But that day I just got in my own head and was like, F this. I'm just going to go sleep in my truck. So by like 10:30 that morning, I was passed out in the driver's seat of my truck without a care in the world.
There you go. Next up in Bailey's. Bailey's going to take your money.
I'm coming to that one.
Cayuga Lake, June 24th, 25th. No, that's not your jam?
There ain't no bass in that lake.
He's a damn lie. There's a nice video of a biggin' in there.
Did you win up there?
Nah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
He won everywhere up there. I got sick of saying his name on all the Northern recap crap we did.
Yeah, man, that's home turf. That's where I learned how to fish. That place is The sad part is that MLF's going to go there a few weeks earlier than us and expose all of the good stuff. So I'm giving out a nugget that if you want to know where to fish on that lake, just watch the MLF event a couple weeks prior. But that place, man, it's going to be interesting because there's not a lot of launches on it, but it's like 48 miles long. There's freaking giants in there, brown and green. I think it could be one with smallmouth. It could be one with largemouth. It depends. It's going to come down to wind for that tournament. If it's like calm, it's going to be a slugfest. If there's anything north or south, good luck.
It just gives a way of stack up because it's
like literally south. It's a straight shot north south. Yeah. So if you get anything over 10 in one direction, you're looking at 4 to 5 footers at least.
Yeah. Pickwick same way except east west.
Is MLF hitting it the same week they did last year?
I believe so. MLF realized because they don't put fish in the live well that they don't have a time like a seasonal constriction to when they go. So they're going, I believe, before season even starts because we're not allowed to put fish in live wells until it's like the second Saturday of June. I think they're going the first weekend of June, which it's going to just be it'll awesome. Be stupid. Yeah, it'll be.
That's Dustin Connell. That's one of the ones he live scoped everyone to death on last year.
Our event will be very similar to what that was last year. They'll be getting off the bed and getting offshore and eating everything you put in their face.
So is that your number one you're looking forward to next year?
Yeah, I mean, because it's only an hour away. So it's more that than anything, honestly.
I hear it. All right, next up, KBF on Cal Delta, June 24th, 25th. It'd be an awesome place to go.
I'm going to go ahead and put like 20 bucks on Damian Tao.
Yeah,
and I'll also make a side bet on Greg Blanchard, and I'll probably still get my money back.
Tasmua,
yeah.
I'm curious how many East Coast guys will go out there. I bet
Russ goes out there again.
Really? He was one of the ones I was curious about.
I don't know if
Derek Brundle did last year, right?
Yeah,
I think he did.
Yeah.
I don't know if Russ did. I think the one he won out there most recent was Clear Lake. When he went back.
Oh, yeah.
He went out there and double dipped. There was two tournaments I think he fished and did well.
I was just listening to him on Chris Zaldane's podcast talking about he fished a bunch of that stuff up there. I don't know if he guided everywhere, but I didn't know he was a guide on Clear Lake.
I can't remember who it was I was talking to because Zaldane and Seth Fighter and all those guys know Russ pretty well, apparently. And they were talking about sitting at dinner one night and them joking around like, yeah, glad he got out of the boat and got away from out here so we all had a chance. I was like, damn, Russ, is that good out there?
But then in July, you got Bass on speed up a little bit. We're running a little bit late here. So many tournaments next year. You got Bass in July on Mississippi River Pools. You know, that probably guessing lacrosse.
7, 8, 9, lacrosse.
Yeah, but there's a few different, few different events there, so you'll have your choice. Jordan, you don't like lacrosse? That's two bucket list lakes that are on this list I'm thinking about, and you're just crapping on both of them.
I don't care if the TOC's there. I'll never go back to lacrosse.
Wow,
I hate it. I think it's a turd.
That seems like your jam.
I think it's a turd. Yeah, I thought so too. That's why I've been up there twice, and I hated it both times. Wow. Turd. Flush that turd, get it out of there.
Well, like a lack of fish standpoint, or what was the reason?
It was everything looks the same. It gets beat to death because it feels like you're right on top of everybody all day. I just to me, even when I was catching fish, it didn't feel like I ever found anything that was a pattern. It was just kind of random, and I caught fish shallow. I caught fish on a spinnerbait and caught fish on a jackhammer and caught fish on a frog, just like you're supposed to. It just seemed like a complete wasted drive to go up there to me.
It does seem like whenever we've had recaps of that lake that it's always a spot. It's not necessarily a pattern. It seems like people usually went on a spot. You know, they find that. I think the guy that won whatever tournament was this year, he had found like the magic log. And
Brian Schmidt. All American. Yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he He caught all of his fish on one tree.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So,
hey, Jordan, were you losing a bunch of fish to pike? Or, sorry, losing a bunch of baits to pike?
Yeah. Yeah, I had pike. I caught a bunch. I mean, I caught a bunch of fish up there. Just you never knew. You could never fish anything long enough. I think I went through probably 14 white frogs when I was up there. I went and just bought whatever, because they ate whatever white frog you threw. But the problem was you might catch a bowfin, you might catch a pike, you might catch a bass. And somebody told me don't put a bowfin in your boat. And, of course, you know, I caught one on a spinnerbait that they don't make anymore. And I netted it and put it in the boat, and it thrashed so hard it broke one of the rods that was in the rod tube. Those things are just angry. So I just never could get anything going my way up there. I don't care if I go back.
Yeah, if you got a bait, if you got a bait that's over $10, the pike's gonna steal it. That's the law.
Yeah, that was my experience, was just feeding a bunch of lures to pike. Yeah. And I quit throwing a chatterbait. They were cutting the line on my braid on frogs. I think I got a little spun out after that.
Yeah. Next up, All-American, July 21st, 22nd on, maybe I wrote this wrong, Minocqua, I'm guessing, lake up in Wisconsin.
Minocqua,
I believe it's. I thought it was Minocqua.
Minocqua, Nicaragua. Sorry. Old Beavis and Butthead. Yeah. All right. Next, Hobie. I'm sure it's a great place. Hobie, July 29th and 30th on New River. So swapping it up from Suskish here. Going to a New River. Mark Edwards, I'm sure, is going to try to take your money up there.
You're going to see, probably see one of the minor boys, top three, that one. That's their home water.
Really? And Jody Queen, too.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm not betting against Jody Queen. Really? I love Ewing and Nolan to death, but I ain't betting against Jody Queen.
Plus, second that. I didn't know that was Jody's backyard.
Yeah. That's his spot. Plus,
Jody's won everything there is to win on that.
What's the Jackson guy? He's Jackson and Torquedo guy. Oh man, I don't know. I forget. He won national championship. He lives right on the other. I think he lives right on the other side of the border. God, I can't believe I can't think of his name right now. But yeah, he's another guy too.
Oh, Matt Ball.
Matt Ball, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. He that's his jam too. So but Justin, you're not too far from there.
Yeah, I'm about 2 hours, and it's known to be a great small. I mean, even the Virginia side of it's supposed to be really good smallmouth fishing, and I've never been on it.
I've never been on it either, and it's only a couple hours, 2.5 hours for me. I'm interested to get up
there. Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never been on it. I've driven over it a bunch, but
there you go. But everybody talks about it. Should be great. So it should be a good event. And then next up, like back-to-back weekends, you have the All-American, August 17th, 11th and 12th, Mississippi River, and then Hobie, August 19th and 20th, also on the Mississippi River. I'm guessing, I don't know what pools 13 and 14 are. Maybe that's La Crosse. Maybe it's not.
That's way further down.
Is it? Oh, okay.
La Crosse is 8.
Yeah,
and then you got Onalaska 7, and then I can't remember what the town is that's around 9.
Stafford, something
like that. Yeah, so 13-14 would be a good bit further down, but I'm sure Hobie will go to La Crosse.
Yeah,
it said La Crosse on theirs.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, 2 weekend. I mean, a lot of stuff. If you live up in Wisconsin, you're going to have a good July and August, if that's your home waters. All-American on September 9th and 10th, Mind Lake Wildlife Area in Kansas. I'm sure it's another sneaky good place, too. Never heard of it, but, you know, it's probably like that, like the other one we were, Okoboji. Nobody ever been there, huh?
Never even heard of that one.
Never
heard of it.
All right. Bass in September, then they'll be on Susky. And that's, everybody knows that. That's bucket list. You want to go there, fish bass. I'm glad somebody's, I've never been there, but I'm glad somebody's going to fish areas here. Even if it's the trail swap, it's nice. It's going to be on at least one trail.
I drove up there. I wanted to fish it so bad. I went up there like 2 weeks before the Hobie this year just to fish some local random tournament that was up there. I literally drove up there the weekend of July 4th and fished it for 2 days and drove home. I love it.
Incredible place, yeah. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Hobie, yeah, on September 20th, the last one of the year, September 23rd, 24th on Lake Sam Rayburn. Now, look, that's way far west, right? I think that one was almost towards Abilene.
No,
Sam Rayburn's is like all the way east by Toledo.
Yeah, it's all the way east.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. One of them's further west. Maybe it was Lake Upon.
Amistad?
No, Amistad's down south. Yeah, right?
It's like on the border of Mexico.
Yeah, it upset me because I was stationed in Abilene in the Air Force. I didn't bass fish back then because I was from the coast, but I used to go down to Mexico like once a month to go party. All those times I went right by Amistad, and now I fish bass, and I never fished it. But, you know, Mexican women.
Mexican women and tequila.
Yeah. Sam Rayburn finishes up the year, and then you have TOC. So, yeah, I mean... Man, there's got to be, if you want to fish and kayak, we're very fortunate and blessed because there's a lot of great events going on this year. Well, so if everybody had to pick one, which one do you want to fish the most? Bailey, we know yours, Cayuga, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about favoritism or bias, yeah, obviously that and plus drive time is super easy, but, If bass goes to possum, I would say honestly that would be the one I'd love to fish the most, even though I probably won't have the opportunity to. Just for the pure fact of that first bass kayak championship, what we saw potential wise that lake could put out when the water was clear before it got muddy as all heck was a super cool fishery. And after talking to Matthew Scotch about that place, I would love to go back because there's freak giants in that place and there's a lot of big healthy fish, like a great glide bait place. I'd love to go back there personally.
Yeah. Justin?
I probably got to say Potomac just because I know it pretty well. But if I wasn't kind of picking my home lake, I'd have to say one of the Florida tournaments or Santee. I'm kind of excited about all those.
And Jordan?
Probably Hobie at Seminole or one that wasn't mentioned, the actual Bass Classic at Chick.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I've spent a stupid amount of time on Chick, and it's paid off, you know, over the last year or so. So having the classic stage being at Neyland, which is 30 minutes from my house, and having the Bassmaster Classic here and just having the opportunity to kind of do something like that at a place that I've caught a lot of fish and could have a lot of my friends and stuff see that would mean a lot to me, you know. So I hate to say I look forward to tournaments. Those are the tournaments I always do the worst at, but That's one that I see the potential at that.
Yeah,
I want to fish, you know.
And yet you're already qualified, right?
Oh yeah, I've qualified a few times over. I'm Tennessee state champ, and I got found out that the Alabama state championship is going to be at Pickwick here in a couple weeks, and I might just have to go try to add another state championship to the resume.
You have to.
Hey,
we'll see. Hey. I'll go against you on that one. I'd love me some Pickwick.
Dan's a rough one to beat on Pickwick.
Sometimes. Jimmy, how about, man, which one do you want to fish most?
Honestly, St. Clair's been on my list a long time. I was supposed to go this year and didn't make it. But it's a hard pick between St. Clair, the Susky, Cayuga, or go back to La Crosse. Because La Crosse was awesome place, even when you're not fishing. So it's like great place if you want to take your family. But those other three, it's just like that's my kind of fishing. Cayuga is a little different. Like I couldn't do it like the pros were doing it this year. I'm not that good offshore, but it'd be cool to, you know, catch them in that transition where maybe like a little bit of shallow something still plays through big baits or something like that. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Anything Harris chain for me. So the Hobie on Harris chain.
Or Gunnersville. I mean, yeah. Me and you both can make magic happen at Gunnersville on occasion. So
depends on who's. Yeah. I have one favorite spot. Like I love all of Gunnersville, but yeah, I have one magic spot that time of the year. If I can have it to myself, I can do pretty good.
Where are you guys? All right. Well, any guesses?
Say what?
Do you guys have any guesses where TOC is going to be at? I'm just curious.
I have no clue.
Jordan, you probably got the. You probably know better than anybody else.
I wish I did, but if there's any individual, I mean, we've got a yin yang in here where we got bass and we kind of know what's going on before we actually know what's officially going on. Whatever the opposite of that is AJ McWhorter, or as I started calling him, Alexander, because it sounds so much more official and it just fits him that much better. So I give him a hard time occasionally and call him Alexander because he's so serious all the time. But I have no idea. I mean, honestly, I would tell y'all if I'd heard a rumor. I may not say what it is, but I have no idea.
It's got to be pretty far south for November, huh?
I mean, we've had him in Arkansas. So, I mean, ooh. I would like to think, you know, from, you know, Kentucky down. But we're going to Kentucky Lake this year. I mean, eventually we've got to have a Kentucky Lake TOC. I think that's just kind of one of those things that should happen.
Bring it back.
But I mean, I've never heard no rumor of that ever. I just think that's something that eventually would be fitting for, you know, to have a TOC there. Hopefully, you know, once the lake kind of gets a little healthier. But I mean, basically from there down, and I would assume, you know, Mississippi East based, you know, kind of we went west last year. You know, I would guess something. I don't know. I really have no idea. I wish I did. Maybe I would love it to be at Gunnersville. Gunnersville would be my hope, I guess.
They haven't been there in a couple of years, so
I would bet you, looking at the schedule. I mean, I could probably majority of the time going to be wrong when I guess these schedules, but like looking at the schedule, there's no like spotted bass fishery. It'd be cool to see like a Lanier on this thing.
That's what I was sitting here thinking about, was like a Lanier November tournament, clear water. That'd be fun.
A Hartwell. We've had some tournaments at Hartwell. We could definitely go to Hartwell.
Yeah.
Hobie isn't coming to Alabama this year, so could be Smith. Smith puts up a lot of money.
You'd actually get a chance at it too, because there wouldn't be any pleasure boaters out in November.
Yeah, it'd be a right time for it. All right, well, we don't want to hold y'all up too long. We appreciate y'all being on. Give you a chance. How can people find you on social media? Justin, we'll start with you, man.
It's just Justin__Largen.
Cool. Bailey, you're everywhere, man. Tell folks where they can find you.
Yeah, I don't shut up on social media, so I apologize. But yeah, it's just Bailey Agbret on social, Be the Fish on YouTube. That's it.
And Serious Angler Podcast.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. And Jordan, how about you, man?
You can just type in my name, forwards or backwards. You'll find me somehow. I don't. I'm on a bunch of stuff, but I don't put out a whole lot of content. So I'm just type in my last name. You'll find me. I ain't hard to find.
Just search. Search the champ, right? That's what we look at.
Yeah, you can search state champ, or I need to add a TOC's champ on there. I've been talking crap on some of these podcasts, and it's always came back to bite me in the butt cheeks. So, we gotta figure something out here.
You're all right. All right. Well, good luck. Rest of the year if you're still fishing. Bailey, you still fishing? Still a little bit, huh?
Yeah, we got low 40s, so lakes are still open. So we got a couple weeks left.
Cool. Well, yeah. Good luck to y'all and that this year, rest of this year and next year. So, appreciate y'all being on, and we'll see y'all for too long.
Yeah. Appreciate it, boys.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Well, Dan, we didn't get to ask you. What do you got? Which ones are you thinking?
Man, I don't know. This rumors were that Bass's schedule was going to be a little bit different than what it turned out to be. So honestly, from this, it's just me from the, I really wanted to choose like one trail and go for Angler of the Year, but that's not possible for me. I mean, realistically, I just don't have vacation time to do it. But so I think I'm just going to pick and choose whatever's closest, you know, Chickamauga, Gunnersville, Seminole. I'm 100% fishing. I don't want to fish Seminole, but I'm sure I will. Harris Chain's my number one. I love that. I love Florida. I love Okeechobee. I really want a trail, and they never do it. I really want a trail to be on.
I've always wondered if it's because it's like limited access.
There's access all over that place.
Is there? I'm not familiar with it, but that's it. Like, just like glanced at it on a map, and I was like, well, I wonder if it's they don't do it because there'd be such a congestion of people.
It's the biggest lake in the U.S.
Yeah. Like,
you can find a spot to get on the water, you know? I mean, it's a giant circle. Yeah, I mean, there isn't a lot of launches. So, like, let's say the wind's blowing hard from the east and you can't fish the west. Everybody would be on the east side. And then you could be a little bit more limited. But, I mean, you're still talking a dozen, more than a dozen ramps to fish on the east side from, you know, from the wall down all the way up to the crappy northeast side. So I forget the name of that place, but JNS, I think it is that launch up there. But yeah, love Okeechobee, man. I wish somebody would go there for sure.
I'd love to see Okeechobee, and I'd like to see other lakes in Alabama than Pickwick and Gunnersville, Martin, Logan Martin.
Yeah,
Lily Henry.
I love somebody to come back. Yeah.
I'd be fine with them coming back to Logan Martin. I enjoyed myself. Yeah. I mean, that day went really bad, but like I've had good days on Logan Martin, like pre-fishing for that. And I loved that place. I need to come back down there.
I won an event there this year with my local trail. I love Logan Martin too. At least there's no, you follow this year, but if I had to guess, the TOC might be somewhere in Alabama. I mean, if I were guessing.
If I would honestly say like an actual
no Alabama
educated guest, I would say that they would be coming to Gunnersville because they haven't in a while. And there's no Alabama lake scheduled. I would think because I don't see them going to Florida.
Yeah.
If they did Georgia, I think it would be Lanier.
Also, why doesn't nobody ever go to what's it called? The Rez in Mississippi. I forget.
Mississippi doesn't get any love for real.
No, it's really not like the best place to fish. They call it the Rez. I forget the name of it, but the Elite Series have been there. I think Major League Fishing has been there. That's a place that is never on anyone's. Yeah, I mean, show Mississippi some love too. You know, it's crazy. They've never been there, and now I'm really upset. It's by Jackson. Now I have to know the name of it.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
That's south, right?
It's called Ross Barnett. There you go.
Ross Barnett.
Yeah, Ross Barnett's never there. You know, there's never an event there. That would be a good place to go. Yeah,
I'd like them to see him explore other lakes in Texas.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff in Georgia too. So
I remember after talking to you know Paddle and Finn's very own Texan doo-doo, mm-hmm. I was asking him about OH Ivy, and he was like, "Bro, F that lake." He was like, you pass like 10 lakes with better fish that boats can't get in. And I was like, okay, we need to go. We need to go out there. Me and you need to like team up in May and go catch doo-doo in Texas. And he said that he could time a off week around it. And he's like, we can do 3 or 4 days on 4 different bodies of water and you will catch donkeys at all of them.
Man, I honestly, if I were going to fish with him, I really want to go to just go for like the saltwater this time of the year. Cause where I'm from, you know, in Biloxi and southeast Louisiana, the trout get big, but man, for some reason where he lives, they just get absolutely 5 pound plus mega speckled trout. And man, I'd love to catch a big, big one. I mean, redfish, you can go to Louisiana and catch them. They're stupid, but Yeah, I've never caught like an absolute trophy speckled trout. Man, I would love to do that. And this is the right time of the year. Whenever it's cold is usually the best. But yeah, I'm one of them big, big trout. I like really bucket list. Like I want to drive to Texas and go fish for them because I've never caught an over 5 pound trout. And I've fished saltwater inshore my whole life. They just don't get that big where I'm from. Either the Cajuns eat them, and Mississippi doesn't have them. They don't grow that big in Mississippi.
So. The Cajuns eat them.
Yeah, dude. Cajuns eat everything. That's why nothing usually gets that big. I'm surprised Caddo has fish that big. It's just a little far away from Cajun country. It's like northwest Louisiana. It's more Texas because them Cajuns down south, man, them fish done been ate up. That's it. All right.
Well, all right, folks.
I'm going to get a nasty email. Hey, I'm from Biloxi. I got Cajun in my blood.
Well, if you get an email from Cajun, you ain't going to be able to read it anyway. So,
yeah, hey, Cajuns, don't get mad at me. You are my people. So,
hey, your food is my food. I appreciate it. Yeah. I use your seasonings on everything.
There you go. All right.
Go ahead. No tournaments. No tournaments made the cap. We're in that part of the year. I think we'll have either one or two more shows before we take our winter break.
One more.
Yeah. I hadn't looked at the calendar. So you'll have us next week. One more. We may. I don't know if that's after the Pan Am or not. So.
No. I don't know when that's. Well, I know I talked to Josh Stewart, and he was driving there today. So. That must be this weekend.
Yeah, so we may have probably won't have the winners on that one, but we'll have our kayak brethren that we know on the show. I already talked to Cody. Cody's on his way down there. So we'll try and grab those guys to talk about it, whether they do good, bad, whatever. But that's it for this week. We thank everybody coming in. Be sure and like, follow, subscribe, everything we're doing. We do it for y'all. We don't do it for the money because God knows there ain't none of that. And we want to hear your and for your opinions on the schedules and where you want to go. And
how are you choosing what trail you're going to fish? Are you going to just a la carte pick one and two, or are you going to try to fish a whole trail? Like what's everybody else thinking? Definitely let us know. And another thing, whenever these trails come to your area, try to support them. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to get on thing with Northeast, but you know, if Hobie or somebody else is coming up to your way, you need to fish them because that's how you get them to keep coming to your area because they know people will support it. And that's number one. So yeah, if a trail's coming your way, get funny, have some fun. You know, all these trails take care of you. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, do it.
Awesome. Well, again, thanks everybody for joining us this week, and we will see y'all next week. Till then, peace.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Fin. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures. Your Midwest premier paddle sports destination, go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs, when in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today.